pulpit Saturday at 12:30 noon is the personal prophecy service. Saturday evening, we'll be back in the prayer chamber taking your calls. And then Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m., the special covenant breakthrough service. And Sunday night at 6 p.m., it's all happening in person. The double portion prophetic crusade with myself and Apostle Broadnax at the headquarters, Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now remember, if you're listening to this broadcast on Tuesday, there's no in-person service, but we will be in the prayer chamber, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. Call into the church by phone prayer line, 318-754-0001.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road, here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
That's right.
Paul wanted others to have an honest estimate of him and his work.
Yeah.
I don't want to go by what nobody else say.
That's right.
Let my words speak for me.
That's right.
If I can't show you Jesus in me,
that's right,
there's something wrong with my words.
Yes.
I don't need nobody to go and tell the world, Reverend Herman, Sister Herman, Pastor Herman, whatever it may be, Servant Herman.
Yes.
I need Jesus to honor that.
Yes.
That's right. Yes. Because when Jesus honored it,
yes,
where honor?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes. So the question is, how could Paul have such a great experience and still remain humble?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That brings us to the second part.
Amen. Mm.
Because that experience God brought to Paul's life, it was the goodness of
yes,
God. What he done was humble Paul, Jesus.
Yes.
That's in verses 7 through 8. The Lord knows how to balance burdens
yes,
and blessings,
yes,
sufferings and glory.
Yes.
If we have only blessings,
yes,
we may become lifted up in pride.
Yes.
So God permits us to have burdens as well.
Yes.
Now Paul experienced in heaven could have run his ministry on earth.
Yes.
But God, in his goodness,
yes,
permitted Satan to buffet Paul
uh-huh,
in order to keep him from being proud.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes God got to knock us down.
Yes.
Sometimes we get so high and lifted up.
Yes.
We ain't good for our own self. They don't know nobody else.
Yes.
Now, when we look at verse 7, we learn many priceless lessons about being lifted up in pride.
Yes.
The first lesson is that even divine revelation of the Lord do not correct the flesh in us.
Come on.
Even after the apostle had heard those language from heaven, he still had that old nature in him.
Mm-hmm.
And was in danger of falling into sin or pride.
Yes, Lord.
Now the thorn that Paul had in the flesh was given to him to keep him from sinning.
Mm-hmm.
And of all his return to earth, for the flesh in him would boast of his heavenly experience. Amen?
Right.
Hallelujah. But had Paul's heart been filled with pride, the next 14 years of his life would have been a failure instead of success.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes, Lord.
Now the word thorn means a sharp stack used for torturing or impaling someone.
Well,
this thorn was physical affliction of some kind that brought pain and distress to Paul. Amen?
Amen.
And no doubt purposely there to expect, and God ever did, he didn't want people to know what the thorn was. Because
right.
God could have told, he could have written it yeah. in the Bible what the thorn was. But he didn't want nobody to know what that thorn was.
Oh, yes.
So when we go through trials and be tested, we may feel a little closer to what Paul went through, amen?
Yeah.
And while we suffer, we can remember Paul didn't know what it was.
Yes,
all he knew something was going on in his flesh that he had
yeah.
no idea
yeah.
about what was going on, amen?
Yeah.
And also, perhaps the thorn was some from an eye disease, perhaps an earache, perhaps
yes.
malaria, perhaps a migraine headache,
well,
perhaps something connected with Paul's speech.
Yes.
The nature of that thorn has been concealed. Perhaps that all afflictions ones may be encouraged, like I say, by what Paul going through. We can look at Paul. Paul is my man. I'm just going to tell you, I ain't married to him, but he my man.
Yeah.
Come on.
But see, Paul had experienced some stuff that I don't walk down that aisle with.
Yeah.
And so when you can identify with people that's been through what you've
yeah.
been through,
come
that's who God has connected you with, amen?
Yes. Yes.
And even though our trials may differ, all our trials are different, but the conclusion of it all, that it all supposed to be come out for the glory of God, amen?
Yes.
And also, the apostle described the throng in the flesh as a messenger of Satan to buffer him.
Yeah.
Now, the word buffer means to beat,
yeah. right.
to strike
yeah.
with a fist.
Okay.
This pain that Paul was either constant or reoccurring. So when you stop to think that Paul had letters to write, trips to take,
yeah.
sermons to preach,
yeah.
churches to visit,
yeah.
and dangers to face on his ministry.
Yeah.
And this was Satan's effort to try to stop Paul.
Yeah.
You see,
yeah.
Satan knows Paul was powerful.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. So when the enemy know you powerful,
yeah.
he ain't come. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You see, that was Satan's message to Paul. But God had another message, amen,
yeah.
that was greater than
yeah.
Satan. He said, I'm going to use this throne further to butter the word of keeping Paul humble. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, Paul prayed three times. He pleaded with God
yes.
to remove the throng from him.
Yes.
He didn't know whether this throne was a temporary testing from God
no.
or a permanent experience.
All right.
Whatever he didn't know, I have to live with it.
Yes.
Amen. When we look back, we see what difference between Paul's two experiences. Paul went to heaven. Amen. To pain,
yeah.
from glory,
yeah.
to suffering.
Yeah.
He tasted the blessings of God in heaven.
Yes, Lord.
And then felt the buffing of Satan on earth. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He went from ecstasy
yeah.
to agony.
Yeah.
And yet the two experiences belong together.
Yeah.
Because if you don't experience the bad,
yeah.
why are you
yeah.
looking for the blessing?
Oh,
we want the microwave fix.
Oh,
we don't want the suffering fix.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Because this one experience of glory prepared Paul for every other experience that he had to go through. Amen?
Amen.
But he knew that God was able to meet his need.
Yes.
Paul had gone to heaven, but he learned that heaven can come to him. Amen?
Yes.
And this is where the next one come in. Now, we have talked about the glory. How God had honored by showing him all these visions.
Yeah.
That was the glory of God on Paul. And then he humbled Paul, put that thorn in his side so he won't get a big head.
All right.
Amen?
All right.
And here we at the last one. And he said, the next one is grace.
Come on.
God's grace is going to help him.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, come on.
Paul's prayer was not answered in the way that he thought it was going to be answered.
Uh-huh.
We learned two messages were involved in this painful experience. The thorn in the flesh was Satan's message
yeah.
to Paul. But God said that with me, there's another message.
Yeah.
And it was a message of grace.
Yeah.
What is grace? Glad you asked. It is God's provision for our every need.
Yes.
When we need it. Not what we want, but what we need. Amen? It has well been said that God in his grace give us what we do not deserve. And in his mercy, he does not give us what we do deserve. Hallelujah. It was a message also of sufficient grace. There is never a shortage of grace. God is sufficient for all our spiritual ministries, our material needs, our physical needs, our mental needs. Anything that we ask God for, he got it. God's grace is sufficient to save us, to keep us, to preserve us, and strengthen us while we're going through. Amen. It is a message of strengthening grace. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God permits us to become weak so that we may receive his strength.
Yes.
This is a continuous process. Amen. His power is being made perfect in your weakness. Strength that knows itself to be strength is actually weakness. But weakness that knows itself to be weakness is strength. I don't know about you, I've been weak sometimes. Question, sister. I sit there and say, Lord, I know you're doing something. See, when you know God is up to something, you don't worry about what you see. Hallelujah. I was looking at it one way, but God working on my behalf over here. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't question him.
Hallelujah.
I take it.
Yes,
I may shed a few tears, but it's okay. Because I know I love God and God loves me too.
Amen.
In our Christian life, we get many of our blessings through transformation and substitution. When Paul prayed three times for the removal of his pain, he was asking for a substitution. Give me help. Instead of sickness. Deliverance instead of pain and weakness. Sometimes God does meet the need by substitution. But other times he meet the need by transformation. He does not remove the affliction, but he give us his grace so that the affliction works for us and not against us. After Paul prayed that God gave him a deeper understanding of what he was doing. And Paul learned that his throne was a gift from God, and all he had to do was accept it. Do that remind you of somebody today? When I look around, it reminds each and everyone in here. All we got to do is accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That's all he asked us to do. And he said, I'll do the rest. But you go on accept the verse. Hallelujah. God did not give Paul any explanation. Instead, he gave him a promise. My grace is sufficient. We don't live on explanation. We live on promises. Our feelings change, but God's promises never change. Promises generate faith. Faith strengthens hope. So God did not change Paul's situation by removing the affliction, but he changed it by adding a new ingredient. Which is grace. Because grace is the God of all grace. 1 Peter 5:10. And his throne is the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16. The word of God is the word of the word of God is his word. Acts 20:32. And the promise is that giving, he give it more grace. James 4:6. God's grace should enable us to rise above our circumstances and feelings and cause our affliction to work for us and accomplish the will of God. Hallelujah. God wants to build our character so that we'll be more like him. Amen. God's grace enabled Paul not only to accept his affliction, but it also allowed him to glory in them. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
His suffering was not a tyrant that controlled him, but a servant that worked for him. Hallelujah. So the question is, what benefit did Paul receive because of his suffering? For one thing, he experienced the power of God.
Yes.